We would have preferred to talk to yesterday, but of course you weren't available. So if you don't mind going back to it, when you and Wade went over stuff, what are you focused on? What did you find?
You know what? I do mind going back to it. I don't want to bring it up. There's no need. Yeah. It's in the past. There's 82 games, but I'm focusing on the next one. Okay. We've had a good run so far, and we want to continue it. We know there's a lot of hockey to be played, and we need to bring our best.
Okay. How about this one? Anytime you let in three or more here down the stretch, or even if the team loses, there will be people wondering, is he tired? What do you say?
No, I'm not tired at all. You know, I'm feeling good, and I had a great goalie day yesterday with Flats, and came and applied it today. And I know my body really well, and I have a lot of good tools around me. Flats is a great goalie coach, and he really knows what it's going to take to get me to the next level and make me the best every day. So, no, I'm not tired. I'm feeling good, and I'm excited.
What's involved in a goalie day? Can you take us through it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I can do that. Mainly going back to the basics, making sure your details are right. Pull out the iPad, make sure they're really correct, and you're staying tight. And anything that looks bad is going to show up on camera, right? So we're making sure it looks good. And not only that, it has to feel good. When I'm in there and I'm feeling good, that's when you start building some confidence. Not saying my confidence is gone or anything, but that's always the start of it. You're building to a more complete game. So you go there, go back to a bit of stuff you worked on in the summer, work on speed, power, and then you go in there in the net and work on your details and make sure everything is looking good, feeling good, and there's no loose ends in your game.
Because you have a unique position in the game of hockey, how often do you employ a goalie day? I don't know anything about it, so that's why I'm asking. Yeah.
Not too often. We'd like to more, but it's tough. It's tough to get those days where you can do that. And the regular season's a grind, and you're usually playing every other day. And if not, you have an off day. So having 2 days of practice before our next game is actually very big and very important to our continued success and making sure we're doing the right things.
Connor, after a game, I see you talking to Wade, and what do you guys go over there without getting maybe into the, details that you don't want to probably share, but, what is going over there? Do you just go over the goals that were scored against? Do you go over some of the big saves? What do you guys kind of talk about?
Well, it's mainly we're in a business where we need to move on. We need to make our minds move on to the next step, but we want to learn. We want to learn every day, and we learn from mistakes. You don't learn from your success. You learn from your mistakes, so really we're going over what could I have done better and get my mind right and mentally set for the next day, so I'm able to go home, process it, learn from it, and then move on to the next day.
So you kind of leave that game then that night, is kind of what you're saying, because you go over it and then that's where it stays.
And then maybe the video the next day, yeah. So to fine-tune the details, but mainly it's for your mind. We have confidence at an all-time high, and we're feeling good about the game. You just want to learn from your mistakes and build a more complete goalie, and that's why you see guys like Roeder getting better every single day, because they learn from their mistakes.
If rest is putting fuel in your tank for the future, let's say, is it important to look ahead to what's going to be a grind into the postseason and to conserve some now? Or do you have to start looking that far ahead?
Well, yeah, rest is a weapon, for sure. You want to make sure you're learning right now. Learning what's going to make you the best every single day and what's going to make you feel the best every day. And that's why this month is so important. We want to make sure that we're getting through those details and those games where you're feeling good, and you want to make sure you're looking good too. You want to get through that and make sure that you're bringing your best every day, and everything that goes into that process is the best you can possibly be.
You've said before that confidence is never an issue for you, but how much are you enjoying this process right now, this stretch of this team?
I'm having a blast, and I think the guys in here are having a blast too. And our crowd was fantastic last game. They're really getting into it, and that just makes things way more fun. Me personally, I'm enjoying myself every single day, and even in practice, the gym, no matter what I'm doing, I'm having fun. I got a smile on my face, and this is a fun time of year.
Do you notice a different energy around this group than what we saw this time last year? It's 21 points ahead of where you guys were March 1st last year.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell everyone a little more relaxed and joking around and enjoying themselves. We've earned this. And you can also feel the kind of relentlessness in this room that we know we have so much more work to do. We haven't achieved anything yet. We've had a good run and we're enjoying it. But at the same time, we know we got to work twice as hard to get to where we want to go.